Thank you for calling the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If you are calling Protective Services to report abuse, exploitation, or neglect, press 1. For information on your PCA home.
Good morning, PCA Helpline. Martha speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Allison. I don't know if I just spoke to you or somebody else, but they just transferred me. I had a patient that was looking to schedule his long-term care assessment for the waiver. We were transferred and then hung up on. So I'm recalling back in to ask for a better way to go about scheduling that.
I can send the request for scheduling, but our phone system is down for almost a month. I don't know how can somebody can transfer you out.
Yeah, but do you know the Corporation for Aging's like response to that? Because that seems a little, they're like for abuse hotline, there are a lot of stuff. So having their line down for a month, I know it's not you personally, but like, is there anything that they're doing to change this? Like,
yes. We're doing everything, it's our power, but it's still, the phone system is still down. We cannot transfer calls out, but I can take your request and send to scheduling department via mail. That's what we do.
Yeah, I know. So I already did that twice for this patient. So now I'm trying to call in and get it scheduled, but the line is down. So now what is the other, is there an email? Is there something else that we should be doing as a provider?
No, the only way is to call us and provide all information, and we will figure out which department we're going to schedule, send the information. So you said you did it twice for the same person?
Yes, I called in for this specific person, and he just called me back today. I did it last week. He called me back today to let me know nobody got back to him. So that's why I'm calling in with him again.
Ms. Allison, I cannot check the status of the case because not only phone is down, but all our system is pretty much work like, where, let me put it this way, like weirdly this time. But I'm going to send a message to assessment supervisor to check what's the status of his case.
Okay.
You sure he did not miss the calls from us?
No, he did not. So The broker had written down his number wrong at first, and so I called in to re-give them the number that was correct.
Mm-hmm.
So we could check.
If you want to provide me your information, I'm going to call you back personally as soon as I find out the case status, okay?
Okay. So his my direct line is 267.
Uh-huh.
551. 7421.
Okay, and who is the patient, please?
So the first name is Darren. It's D like David, A-R-R-I-N like Nancy. And then last name is Foster, F like Frank, O-S-T-E-R.
Okay, Mr. Darren, and the last name, I'm sorry, really.
Was Foster? No, it's F like Frank.
Oh, Foster.
Yes.
Okay, date of birth, please.
It's 7-7-1965. So 65.
65, right. So his phone number, just in case.
Yep. So his direct cell is 267.
Mm-hmm.
679-0162.
And his address, please.
It is 3200. So 3200 Birch, B-I-R-C-H, and that was B like Bird, Road, Philadelphia, PA, 19154.
54, all right.
I appreciate you, thank you.
Sure, Ms. Allison, so I'm going to send a message right now to scheduling and assessment department.
Okay.
And if there is any updates, I'm going to give you a buzz back, okay?
Okay, what was your name? I'm sorry.
Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A.
Thank you, Ms. Martha. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Miss Allison. Sorry for inconvenience. But
no, that's okay. It's not your fault. I just wanted to see, and it was the only way that I could get a general update, but I appreciate you. Thank you again.
Unfortunately, for now, yes, but,
okay. All right. Take care.